Joe Biden sees an opportunity. A lot of working class voters and union members abandoned the Democrats to vote for Trump in 2016. But Biden thinks he can win them back. NPR national political correspondent Don Gagne reports.
Joe Biden's pitch to working class voters starts from the instant he's introduced at his rallies as Bruce Springsteen's We Take Care of Our Own blasts through the loudspeakers on cue. We take care of our own. Biden got into the race exactly a week ago. In his stump speech, he goes after President Trump, attacking Trump's policies, his rhetoric, his Twitter habits. But just as prominently, Biden is reaching out directly to voters he sees as a key to winning the White House, working men and women, and union members. In Pittsburgh, at his very first rally, there was a shout out to the Teamsters local hosting the event, and one to the Firefighters Union, which had just endorsed Biden, and the Steelworkers. It went on from there.
United Brotherhood of Carpenters, Service Employees Union, SEIU, United Food and Commercial Workers. By the way, I make no apologies. I am a union man, period.
And Biden says the campaign's first event was held in Pittsburgh and not Iowa or New Hampshire because Democrats struggled among blue-collar voters here in 2016, allowing Trump to narrowly carry the state on his way to victory.
I also came here because, quite frankly, folks, if I'm going to be able to beat Donald Trump in 2020, it's going to happen here.
From there, it was on to Iowa, including Dubuque, Iowa City, and Des Moines. The blue-collar pitch remained front and center. This is in Cedar Rapids.
The stock market is roaring, but you don't feel it. There was a $2 trillion tax cut last year. Did you feel it? Did you get anything from it? Of course not. Of course not.
He said it's time for a $15 an hour federal minimum wage and for strengthening workers' right to organize. In the process, Biden seemed to get under the president's skin. Trump targeted him in a series of taunting tweets. Trump also used the format to attack the International Association of Firefighters for its endorsement of Biden. In the audience in Pittsburgh was firefighter Lou Guzzo. He's for Biden.
A working man. He's for the working man. That's what I'm here for.
Trump talks a lot about the working man.
He talks a lot, yes.
Sounds like there's a but there.
I just, you know, I don't agree with the way he approaches stuff. So,
another Biden supporter is 32-year-old registered nurse Samantha Petrick. She describes herself as a moderate Democrat and says that's what she sees in Biden compared to the rest of the Democratic field.
I like a lot of the candidates, but again, I just feel like he has the appeal. I think a lot of them go a little bit too left, and I think we're going to miss a lot of those people in the middle if we go with somebody more left.
At the rally in Cedar Rapids, I met a Democrat named Mike Dennis. He's 76 and a retired member of the local Plumbers and Pipefitters Union. He's deciding between Biden and Bernie Sanders.
I like Joe. I like Bernie. He's been here in town. He's walked the picket lines with us and all that stuff.
Dennis says he knows Democrats who voted Trump and says winning them back won't be easy.
I've got some friends that are union members that have voted for Trump, and about half of them, three-fourths of us are Democratic, and they'll get up and walk out on us because they just think that we're not giving Trump a chance.
Making it even harder is an overall economy that remains strong with low unemployment. Still, economic anxiety is real, and Biden is making the case that Trump makes that even worse. Don Gagne, NPR News, Des Moines.